Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It is 76 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Supreme Court justices ruled against a ban on bump stocks, a device attached to a semi-automatic weapon, making it fire more rapidly. The majority finding bump stocks don't fit the definition of a 1934 law banning machine guns in the U.S. ABC's Devin Dwyer spoke with the inventor of the bump stock during the legal challenge.
He has insisted all along that the single pull of a trigger does not release a spray of bullets. It requires an extra pull of the arm, and told me just yesterday that he continues to want to sell these. He sold more than 700,000 over the years that they were approved for sale.
World leaders in Italy closing out the G7 summit today. Pope Francis addressing members about the risks of AI. He and President Biden also meeting in private. A federal judge ordering Alex Jones's personal assets be liquidated. The conspiracy theorist was found liable for making false claims in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting and owes $1.5 billion to families. A judge still deciding on his company's separate bankruptcy case. This is ABC News. Muslim pilgrims converging on Mecca in sweltering heat for the annual Hajj. More than 2 million pilgrims expected to shelter in vast tent camps in the desert. A lot of workers are not happy or productive.
Around half of U.S. adults are still either fully or partially remote. So while COVID may be under control,
we may very well be in the midst of a loneliness pandemic.
Gallup's Heather Barrett says the organization's 2024 State of the Global Workplace shows that
1 in 5 employees report experiencing loneliness a lot of the previous day.
And beyond lost productivity, studies show that people with weak social ties have twice the mortality rate of those with strong connections. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Trillions of loud bugs are crawling around the Midwest and beyond. Several million cicadas alone, crowding a small patch of Ryerson Conservation Area north of Chicago, coming out into the open after spending 17 years underground. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Musket 8 Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 76 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for sunny skies, a nice day all in all, with a high of 81. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low of 54. Then tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers possible, especially near and after the noon hour, with any rain accumulations being minor and a high of 78. In Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds at 4 miles per hour, And after a low this morning of 55, we've had a high of 77. It's back down to 76 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05.
Father's Day is this Sunday, and we've got the perfect gift for Dad. Treat him to our comfy manual zero-wall recliner with easy, clean, faux leather upholstery. Storage arms and built-in cup holders make it the perfect spot for Dad to chill. Normally $659.99, now only $399.99. That's right, only $399.99 for ultimate comfort and style. Hurry into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center, because this deal is only good while supplies last. Celebrate your Dad with a gift he'll love to use. Stop in today.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Good afternoon. It's 76 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Only a year ago, local farmers were in the midst of a flash drought. While a small area of the state, including Richland and Sauk counties, are still abnormally dry, Wisconsin is drought-free, but that's not all good news. Steady rain for the past month has left standing water in many farm fields, drowning young corn and soybean plants. Last year, a large dome of high pressure parked over Canada. This changed our summer to a hot and dry one. This year, the jet stream has allowed systems to smack Wisconsin over and over. Relentless activity with barely a break in rain, hay farmers did manage to have a successful first cut. Now the fields are green and good, waiting for a three-day dry stretch to cut again. But that is not the pattern this spring has brought us. Instead, areas like Madison have received over 5.5 inches of rain so far this year, when at the same time last year, Madison hadn't even picked up an inch of rainfall. Farmers are having a hard time getting their machinery through the muddy fields. To top it off, corn for grain has a deadline of this week. After that, farmers are going to need to consider corn for silage use or to plant soybeans. Not to mention, standing water leads to some crop diseases like stalk rot. The problem is, farmers can handle short bursts of rain. Standing water for a day doesn't do much damage. But the week-long puddles are the problem. What's ahead weather-wise next week is not good news. It starts with Florida seeing a record amount of rain. It's all due to a tropical depression that has stalled over the Sunshine State since Tuesday. This matters to Wisconsin because that system is strong and eventually sliding up the East Coast, leaving all other systems behind it with nowhere to go except north. This will build and surge in a ring of fire of heat and humidity that our state has not yet felt this year. Q, the air conditioning for Sunday on Father's Day. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says a proposal to address the issues at Milwaukee Public Schools is acceptable. In a statement Thursday, State Superintendent of Schools Dr. Jill Underlay says the plan to fix financial irregularities in the district, replace key vacancies, and take part in an independent audit will satisfy DPI's concerns with the district. DPI is withholding millions of dollars in state aid because the district is months overdue with its annual financial audit. That led to the resignation of MPS Superintendent Keith Posley last week and the Thursday retirement of Chief Financial Officer Martha Kreitzman. The First Lady of the United States, Jill Biden, visited Green Bay Thursday, launching the Seniors for Biden-Harris campaign. She says age is not the issue in this election.
What this election is about, it's about the character of the person leading our country. It's about finishing the job we started.
Her speech focused primarily on how the Biden-Harris administration has supported senior citizens. She says her husband, the president, made the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid stronger. The First Lady says the rate of uninsured Americans is lower than ever.
He kept insulin at $35 per month for seniors. For the first time in history, he made sure Medicare can negotiate drug prices directly, something that presidents have been trying to do for decades.
First Lady Jill Biden says older Americans should vote for her husband, the president, because he's protecting the Affordable Care Act and Social Security.
Bring the experience of our years to meet this moment as if our rights are at risk. Because they are. As if our democracy is on the line. Because it is.
Polls are showing Biden and Trump are neck and neck in popularity among Wisconsin voters. Donald Trump walked back remarks about the city where he'll accept his party's presidential nomination next month. Milwaukee hosts the Republican National Convention July 15th through 18th. D.C.-based media outlet Punchbowl News first reported that the former president referred to Milwaukee as a horrible city in remarks to House Republicans Thursday. Wisconsin House Republicans gave different versions of what was said. Janesville's Brian Stile tweeted that Trump didn't say it. Derek Van Orden said Trump was referring to crime in the city, while Glenn Grothman and Scott Fitzgerald said the comments referred to election integrity. Trump later told Fox News he was referring both those things and that he loves Milwaukee. Mayor Cavalier Johnson responded to the Republican presidential candidate's remarks. He said it's up to voters in Milwaukee and elsewhere to deprive Trump of another term in another city he probably doesn't like, Washington, D.C. The three candidates running for Congress in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District have all signed pledges to not accept corporate PAC money. At Wednesday's Democratic Candidate Forum in Platteville, Katrina Shanklin, Rebecca Cook, and Eric Wilson agreed to the pledge. Shanklin said that she is proud of the fact that all three Democrats are, quote, united in saying we won't be brought by special interest in big corporations. Voters will pick one of the three Democrats in the primary on August 13th. Fewer than 2% of state lawmakers around the country hold down working-class jobs. That's according to a new study from Duke and Loyola Chicago universities. Co-author Nicholas Carnes says that skews lawmakers' perspectives.
If there's a problem facing most lawyers, you can be darn sure the state legislature is going to hear about it. But if there's a problem facing working class people, our institution can miss it when we have so few work in office.
Middle income earners are priced out of public service.
Democracy is a good thing, but this is an unintended side effect of just how burdensome it is to run for office in any setting. And so we need to think about targeted interventions that will make running for office more accessible to working class people.
Carnes says lowering the cost of campaigning and raising legislative salaries might help. Someday, people could get a ride to the hospital in an electric ambulance. Kevin DeVoy is an ambulance dealer. He says zero-emission ambulances are a good idea because of the nature of emergency work.
An ambulance tends to idle a lot because of the need to be on scene or at the hospital.
He says new model electric ambulances would cut tailpipe emissions by 80%.
It's based on the difference between what you're emitting with a diesel motor versus running the electric.
The latest model electric ambulance was recently showcased in St. Paul, Minnesota. DeVoy admits upfront costs are steep and the charging infrastructure isn't where it needs to be yet. Vigorous efforts to combat unemployment insurance fraud have intensified in recent years. Department of Workforce Development Secretary Amy Pachechik shared with members of the department's Unemployment Insurance Advisory Council. She said over the past 5 years, more than 30 program integrity projects and activities have been adopted, expanded, and initiated to strengthen the UI program. She added the department's strong collection program also recovers a considerable portion of overpayments when they do occur. In addition to joining the National Association of State Workforce Agencies Integrity Data Hub in 2022, expansion and enhancement of the state's fraud prevention and integrity efforts has involved authorization security questions, enhanced identity proofing, financial investigative technology, LexisNexis fraud detection and data assessment, new fraud scans, work search audit enhancement, and workers' compensation cross-matching. During 2023, efforts led to more than 2,300 identifying theft investigations, more than 700 worker misclassification field investigations, and more than 1,900 worker misclassification tax audits. In 2023, Wisconsin recovered $32.8 million in total overpayments. Wisconsin pioneered the nation's first UI system in 1932, and today the system continues to promote economic stability while supporting an exemplary workforce. Unemployment insurance benefits, funded by employer contributions, provide temporary economic assistance to Wisconsin's eligible workers during times of unemployment. The COVID-19 pandemic drove the creation of 6 federal UI programs and a record volume of claims and benefit payments. From March 15, 2020 through the end of 2021, $7.18 billion in UI benefits was paid to approximately 677,000 claimants. Of those payments, 70% were from federal programs and 30% were from the Wisconsin UI program. As the impact of the pandemic diminished in 2023, Wisconsin's historic economic recovery reduced regular benefit payments to $337.6 million, with 46.46% of payments identified as fraud overpayments. The positive economic momentum has continued into 2024, with Wisconsin achieving record highs of nearly 3.5 million in total employment and nearly 3.4 million in total non-farm jobs in February, as well as a near-record low unemployment rate of 2.9% in April. Homicide charges have been dropped against a Madison man in an apparent self-defense shooting from 2022. Dane County prosecutors have dismissed charges against 32-year-old Colleton Jefferson for the shooting of 30-year-old Corey Mitchell. The DA's office determined it can't disprove Jefferson's theory that he fired one shot in self-defense as Mitchell approached his car in an apartment parking lot. Mitchell is afforded the self-defense argument as part of Wisconsin's Castle Doctrine law. It's 77 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. Today is Flag Day. We'll have more on that on WRCO's News at Noon next.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
It's 77 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1221. Each June, Waubeka, Wisconsin venerates one of the nation's more enduring symbols with a holiday that escapes the notice of many Americans. Flag Day commemorates June 14, 1777, when Congress decreed the flag's design. Waubeka in north suburban Milwaukee lays claim to the first Flag Day in 1885 when a schoolteacher assigned his students essays on what the flag means. It became a federal observance in 1949. Waubeka has celebrated it on the second Sunday in June for 78 years. The 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals continue at the Richland County Fairgrounds through Sunday. Today is Wear Pink for Grace and Senior Night. Performances will be held tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30. Sunday will include Cowboy Church at 8:30 in the Connection Building. The final performance will follow the 2024 Queen Coronation, which will be held at 11:30. Tickets at the gate will be priced for Friday and Saturday at $8 for adults and $7 for students and senior citizens. Prices Sunday are $9 for adults and $8 for students and senior citizens. All 3 days, children 6 to 12 will be admitted for $4, and children under 6 will be admitted free. Watch your speed as Wisconsin State Patrol monitors the Madison Beltline from the sky. Weather permitting, the Air Support Unit is scheduled to patrol for traffic violations on the Beltline today. The State Patrol's primary mission is public safety, which includes enforcing traffic laws to help make sure drivers reach their destination safely. Aerial enforcement is one way to enhance public safety efforts. From the air, it's much easier to spot drivers who are speeding or driving aggressively. When a pilot observes a violation, they communicate with ground-based units to initiate a traffic stop. Many aerial enforcement missions are announced publicly to reinforce State Patrol's goal to improve public safety through voluntary compliance with traffic laws, not simply to stop or cite drivers. As a reminder, the speed limit is 55 miles per hour on the Beltline, and drivers should pull over to the right side if stopped by law enforcement. Do not stop in the flex lane, even if the lane is closed. If there is no safe place to immediately pull over, move your vehicle to the right lane, turn on the emergency flashers, and reduce your speed to signal to law enforcement that you are aware of their presence until you reach the nearest safe area to stop your vehicle. The Deke Slayton Air Fest is this weekend at the La Crosse Regional Airport. There will be events both Saturday and Sunday featuring the U.S. Navy Blue Angels. There will also be demonstrations, stunt planes, and more. The event's goal is to educate people about aviation and provide entertainment. It's run by volunteers in the Cooley region. Tickets are $45 for each day, with discounted tickets for children and military veterans. You can find out more information on the event at airfest.com. Summer has arrived, bringing motorcycles onto Wisconsin roadways. It is the responsibility of all road users to prioritize safety. Following safe driving and riding practices is crucial to prevent crashes on our roads. The Wisconsin State Patrol's June Law of the Month reminds drivers and motorcyclists to share the road and stay alert to reduce injuries and fatalities. In the past 5 years, there have been roughly 2,000 motorcycle crashes per year in Wisconsin, resulting in an average of 1,700 injuries and 100 fatalities per year. Motorcyclists are 27 times more likely to die in a crash than other motorists and 4 times more likely to be injured, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Motorcycles are smaller than the average vehicle, so they can be harder to see on the roads, and it's easy to misjudge their speed and distance. Drivers are asked to use caution while traveling near motorcycles. Look twice for motorcycles. Many crashes happen when drivers pull out from a stop sign, turn left, or change lanes. Keep a safe following distance from a motorcycle. They have a shorter stopping distance, so if a motorcycle needs to stop suddenly, you need more room to avoid a collision. Sharing the road is a two-way street, so motorcyclists need to do their part to be visible and follow the same rules of the road as other vehicles. Safe riding practices help reduce the number of fatalities and injuries on the roads. Riders should ride defensively and don't take risks. Scan the road ahead carefully, especially on curves, looking for gravel and sand. Do not share a lane with another vehicle. Staggered riding is suggested for multiple motorcycles. Protective high-visibility clothing and safety gear is recommended. State law requires headlamps to be on at all times. Helmets are strongly encouraged for all riders and required by state law for those under 18. Safe practices for all road users. Training and education are key to preventing motorcycle crashes and injuries. According to state law, you must be properly licensed with a Class M license or Class M instruction permit to legally operate a motorcycle on Wisconsin roads. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation's partners provide rider courses to help motorcyclists earn their motorcycle license and improve rider skills. If you are passionate about riding and want to teach others about motorcycle safety and how to ride, consider becoming a rider coach. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites organic food processors and producers to apply for reimbursement of costs related to organic certification through the USDA's Organic Certification Cost Share Program through October 31st. Farms and businesses that produce, process, or package certified organic agricultural products are eligible to be reimbursed for 75% of certification-related costs for eligible expenses paid during October 1, 2023 through September 30, 2024. Farms or businesses must be currently certified or be actively seeking certification through an accredited certifier during that time and be located in Wisconsin. Application materials and instructions are available on DATCAP's website. Proofs of certification and payment are required to process reimbursement payments. Certifiers may provide DATCAP with this supporting documentation, but certifying agencies must agree to do this. First-time applicants will also need to complete and submit a W-9 and a new supplier form. Applications may be submitted without supporting documentation or new applicant forms, and applicants or their certifier may submit these documents at a later date via mail, email, or online form. Questions about this program or the application process should be directed to Andrew Bernhardt, DATCAP Organic Agriculture Specialist, at DATCP Organic Cost Share at WI.gov or call 608-572-0512. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will award up to $560,000 to cities, villages, towns, counties, tribes, and nonprofit organizations through its Competitive Urban Forestry Grant Program. Regular urban forestry grants are competitive cost-share grants ranging from $1,000 to $25,000, and grant recipients must match each grant dollar for dollar. These grants fund projects that improve a community's capacity to manage its trees and projects that help conserve, protect, expand, or improve the urban forest resource. These grants do not subsidize routine forestry activities. Startup urban forestry grants are competitive cost-share grants ranging from $1,000 to $5,000, and grant recipients must match each grant dollar for dollar. These grants are available for communities that want to start or restart a community forestry program. Both regular and startup grants are awarded to organizations in or conducting projects in Wisconsin that align with state and national goals for increasing the urban forest canopy and the benefits it provides. Applications for the 2025 grant cycle will be accepted from July 1st through October 1st. For more information, visit the Urban Forestry Grants webpage. Due to unforeseen circumstances, Richland County Highway I will remain closed through Thursday, June 20th, for culvert replacement. This closure is from County Highway II to Highway 58. The road is impassable from Hawkins Creek Road to Z. Scott Hill Road. And inspectors were scheduled to perform standard annual inspection on the existing 130-133 South Bridge in Lone Rock Thursday, June 20th. That inspection has been moved up to Tuesday, June 18th. Wisconsin DOT traffic across the bridge will be flagged to a single lane most of the day, starting at 8 a.m. It's 77 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Attention truck drivers, Allied Ready Mix of Muscadet and Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscadet or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40 plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. On sale, Smithfield picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Hormel flavored pork tenderloins that are great for the grill. Pork ribs starting at $2.50 a pound. Bone-in pork loin roast, 99 cents a pound. Tortino's party pizzas, $1.50 each, or buy nine and get one free. Old Orchard frozen concentrate, apple, banana, and strawberry juice, $1.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's a sunny 77 degrees in Richland Center, 27 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Richard C. Kelsey, 81 of Loganville, died May 30th at the Orchard Manor in Lancaster following an extended illness. A memorial gathering will be held this evening from 5 to 7 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Graveside rites will take place at the Forest Home Cemetery in Marinette at a later date by the local Veterans Memorial Honors Unit. Survivors of Richard Kelsey include a brother, Joel and Nancy Kelsey, a sister, Claudia and Jerry Barris, a granddaughter, two daughters-in-law, Terry Lopez and Laura Gant, and other relatives and friends. Richard C. Kelsey, 81, of Loganville. Clarence R., son or Sonny Byers, 93, of rural Boscobel, died June 1st at the Boscobel Nursing Home. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Boscobel Cemetery. Food and fellowship will be available at the Tuffley Community Center in Boscobel following the service. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Clarence Byers is survived by brothers and sisters Catherine Flansburg, Eleanor Friedley, Shirley Corneals, Harold Ivan, Bud Byers, Kenneth Byers, Karen and Bob Kuykendall, and Carrie and Sharon Byers. Also, many nieces and nephews. Clarence R., son or Sonny Byers, 93 of rural Boscobel. Marty Lewis Hillesheim, 66 of Avoca, formerly of Richland Center, died June 5th at UW Health University Hospital due to complications of sepsis. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Hillesheim Family Farm on English Ridge. Burial will be at the English Ridge Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Marty Hillesheim is survived by his wife of 47 years, Jodine, children, Keith and Mindy Hillesheim, Megan Dieter, and Nick and Melissa Hillesheim. 7 grandchildren, his sister, Donna Bakken, mother-in-law, Lois Anderson, brother-in-law, Larry and Charmaine Anderson, nieces and nephew. Marty Lewis Hillesheim, 66 of Avoca, formerly of Richland Center. Alicia Heath, 33 of Plain and Spring Green, died last Friday after a long fight with numerous medical complications. A memorial service will be held Monday at 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Monday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. The family would like everyone to feel free to wear a casual attire and or something purple to honor Alicia. Alicia Heath is survived by her parents, Rich and Kathy Heath, 3 sisters, Brianna, Courtney, and Erica Heath, aunts and uncles, and many cousins, other relatives, and friends. Alicia Heath, 33 of Plain and Spring Green.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a 4-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And 5-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Roof, what's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof!
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof!
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof!
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Kiri and Matt Shear, Bob and Jenny Kronk, Adam and Ann Durst, Dan and Bonnie Prohaska, Dave and Deb Hansel, and a very special happy anniversary wish to John and Connie Turgeson, who are celebrating their 55th today. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hi, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. A happy Friday to you. The U.S. Drought Monitor Report came out yesterday, the latest report, and still has part of our area under abnormally dry conditions. We could knock that out over the next 5 to 7 days. As I'm studying the latest forecast model runs and just getting a hold of the pattern, there will be parts of the Midwest over the next 5 to 7 days that could pick up 5 to 6 inches of rain, and that could be close to our area, though trends are that would be more west and north of Richland Center. Today, though, no rain expected. Sunshine today, a few clouds here and there with a high near 80. Increasing clouds tonight, lows around 55. And Saturday starts partly to mostly cloudy. We'll warm up to about 78 by the early afternoon. Scattered showers are possible during the day on Saturday near and after the noon hour, but any rain that falls, accumulations will be minor. Now, Saturday night into Sunday, periods of rain are possible with occasional thunder. Across the northern half of Wisconsin and east central Minnesota, widespread rain with showers and storms, and to our north, that's where there could be 1 to 2 inches of rain. So we'll be on the southern side of that, and again, we could see some periods of rain as a result of that bigger complex drifting over the upper Midwest. Saturday night, a low near 67, while Sunday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid, rising up to 88 degrees. And next week, humidity a good chunk of the week, as well as some heat. 91 Monday, partly cloudy overall, a 40% chance of showers and storms. A smaller chance of showers and storms on Tuesday, about 30%. Otherwise, partly cloudy, warm and humid, up to 92. And then a better chance for showers and storms Wednesday and Thursday, about 50% right now. Humid with highs in the mid-80s and lows near 70. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. A happy Friday to you.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It's currently a sunny 77 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 81, our low this morning was 55. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 77. The record high for this date set in 1970 is 96. The record low, 38, was set in 1958. Last year's high was 85 with a low of 54. Sunset tonight will be at 8:43 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:21. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 2 to 9 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.03 and no precipitation to report. It's currently a sunny 77 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson. is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A new study shows pesticides can make agriculture more sustainable. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Marty Matlock and several of his colleagues at the University of Arkansas have published a new study showing that pesticides actually contribute to sustainable crop production.
There is a cost, a risk associated with the use of pesticides, and there's a cost, a risk associated with not using the pesticides. Our study asked, all right, we know that those risks occur. What happens if we just take them out? What we showed is that will lead to really bad impacts, increased greenhouse gas emissions, increased water use, increased land use demands, increased energy use for the food we eat.
Matlock says the study involved land producing corn, soybeans, and cotton.
These crops represent about 70% of agricultural lands in the United States, and they have significant economic impact as well. We all understood that the framework for the use made sense, but we didn't have the numbers. We had not conducted the life cycle assessment to quantify how much impact and how much improvement we saw. And I will tell you, we were surprised.
Matlock says the solution is pretty straightforward.
We're going to have to make sure we can produce enough with the land we have. Otherwise, we will convert forest lands, natural prairies, arable lands that are not in agriculture into agriculture in order to feed ourselves. And that will result in an enhanced biodiversity loss across the planet.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Agriculture as a weapon? Maybe. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Bid on more than 150 lots of late model John Deere machinery at the AgriVision Equipment Inventory Reduction Auction. To learn more, visit AgriVisionEquipAuction.com. Agriculture as a weapon. Brownfield's Mark Dorenkamp has more from the Iowa Farm Bureau Economics Summit.
Geopolitical expert Frank Kelly with Fulcrum Macro says there are no signs the Russia-Ukraine war will be over soon. And he's concerned Russian President Vladimir Putin will get more desperate.
Big question I get is, he going to use nukes? I don't think he's going to use nukes.
But he says he could see Putin ramping up attacks on Ukraine's agriculture sector, which Africa depends heavily on.
I can see Putin creating a mass starvation event to pressure Europe. They're all going to come up north, and they're all going to try and get into Europe, and Putin can flip that switch. That could be worse than a nuclear weapon. Agriculture as a weapon.
From the Iowa FFA Enrichment Center in Ankeny, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
The Senior Vice President of Industry Relations for the Renewable Fuels Association says the availability of E85 has been increasing across the country. Robert White tells Brownfield E85 is significantly cheaper than E10 gasoline.
We have just shy of 6,000 E85 stations spread across the country. But we are adding, you know, somewhere between one and two every day.
In March, RFA reported the record use of E85 in California saved the state's drivers $99 million in 2023, while cutting greenhouse gas emissions by nearly 370,000 metric tons. A climatologist says rangeland conditions are mixed across the Midwest and Plains. Eric Hunt with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln says some areas of western Nebraska remain dry.
I did get some confirmation from a beef extension educator out in this region that is basically kind of confirming that there is some pastures are short of moisture and are starting to show some signs of stress. And things are definitely starting to show up here just a bit dry up in parts of South Dakota.
He says conditions have improved year over year in Kansas. Overall, Hunt says pastures and rangelands are in significantly better shape than the last few years. U.S. export sales were mixed last week. USDA says old crop soybean sales were up sharply thanks to renewed interest from China. But new crop sales remain to be slow because of relatively high U.S. prices and a big crop in Brazil. Old crop corn, soybean meal, sorghum, rice, and cotton also saw week-to-week improvements. Beef export sales dipped from the previous week, while pork was nearly unchanged. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Hello, this is Chase Heston, 21 Tim's Oxford Realty. Let's have results in Aquavit event. Small sale by hay and straw sold well. Large squares topped at $295 a ton. In large rounds topped at $70 a ton. And 3x4 Illinois wheat straw brought $102 a bale. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Toy tractors, beer mirrors, and more. Online only ending June 19th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Go to www.timsoxfordrealty.com or call 608-723-4024 for more info. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
A relatively quiet start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is relatively quiet following the active day on Thursday. A few bids have been renewed in Kansas at $186 live and in Nebraska at $307 stressed. Asking prices for what's left on show list are around $187 plus live in the south and $308 plus stressed in the north. Southern live deals were up mostly $186 Thursday, a dollar higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress deals in the north were up mostly $305 to $306, $4 to $5 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef is higher and sharply higher at midday on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.50 at $319.81. Select is $3.80 higher at $303.05. At the Mitchell Livestock Market in South Dakota, yearling feeder steers were $2 to $5 higher with instances of $8 to $10 higher. Yearling feeder heifers were $10 to $12 higher. The USDA says there was a very large offering of yearling steers and heifers this week. There were many long strings offered in full loads and multiple load lots. The market was extremely active. Medium and large one feeder steers, 850 to 897 pounds, brought 237 to 261.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 810 to 847 pounds, brought 227 to $238. Cash hogs are higher at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Processors have been a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts and have bid up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork has been relatively strong on the global market, which helps provide some price support. But heavier hog weights and ample supplies of market-ready hogs means there is plenty of pork available. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Director up $1.34 with a weighted average of $88.30. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $60. At Illinois, slaughter's hog prices were a dollar higher with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings at $53 to $65. Bears and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $52 to $62. And pork values were sharply higher at midday, up $3.92 at $194. Bellies, loins, and ribs were all sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
building great prices from the ground up. Harchi Lumber has built a solid reputation for quality, selection, and price. Before you plan your next construction project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. They have the knowledge and complete supply of lumber, drywall, wood studs, roofing, windows and doors, insulation, cement, molding, and more. You name it, they've got it. Build with quality, build with the best at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, providing expert hometown service since 1969.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle are higher, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans are down, watching planting, expecting good progress outside of some northern growing areas. Export demand has improved, and domestic crush margins remain solid. NOPA member crush numbers for May are out later today. July beans are 6 lower at 1183.5. August is down 5.75, 1172.5. July bean meal's up $2.20 at $3.70.50. July soybean oil's a point higher at $43.87. Corn's down. Planting should be nearly wrapped up in most of the Corn Belt very soon, with the USDA's planted area numbers out on the 28th. The hot, dry weather's expected in much of the region, and that could cause some early stress. July's down 5.5 at 4.53, and September corn's 3.75 lower at 4.59.75. And wheat's lower, monitoring U.S. winter wheat harvest activity and spring wheat development. Concerns about the drought in the Black Sea region seem to be on the back burner. July Chicago's 5 lower at 6.15. July Kansas City's down 6.75 at 6.30. July Minneapolis wheat's 9.25 lower at 6.57.75. Live and feeder cattle are up sharply on this week's direct business and the higher midday move in beef today. Direct cash cattle markets are quiet after yesterday's activity. There could still be some cleanup activity, though. August live's 367 higher at 183.17. October's up 302 at 184.72. August feeders are 472 higher at 262.20. And nearby hogs are up. Deferred months are down in the higher midday pork and spread trade. July lean's 92 higher at 93.70. August is up $1.77 at 90.37. Crude oil is firm. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line GeoWestphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Getting the most out of your strawberries. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Strawberries are plentiful this time of year, but how do you get the ones from the you pick places to last longer? Rhonda Gilbert of Beard's Produce in West Michigan says don't wash them and don't take the stems off. Just put them directly into the refrigerator.
In a covered Tupperware type bowl with some paper toweling on the top and on the bottom to absorb that extra moisture, and then clean them, wash them, like dip them in some water to get the sand off, and cap them and mash them and take them out of the refrigerator and do all that as you're using them. Don't do them a whole bunch of them all up at one time. The texture, the flavor, everything gets a little bit not as nice as if they're fresh. The way we freeze them, clean them, get them all ready, put them in a big bowl, and then we have like a little handheld chopper type thing that has a blade on it. An upside down cup would do, a glass would do the same thing. You just want to mash them so it cuts them into some smaller pieces. It makes a little juice on them. You put just a little bit of sugar on them, and then you put them in the, like, freezer bags or freezer containers. And the nice thing about those is when you take them out, they are as red as when you put them in the freezers.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. Join us Saturday night for classic rock and roll tunes of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. Some great tunes from the rock and roll past, although I'm always looking toward my future, too.
Phil, what have you been doing about our retirement?
Don't worry, I've been putting our money in CDs all these years. Look at this one here. It's a 2-4, the best of the 80s. I paid 20 bucks for this.
What's it worth now?
About 50 cents.
Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, it's Those Were the Days. Sponsored in part by Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Center Cinema Twins, the Starlight 14 Drive-In, Hunter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel, Turbos in Hub City, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Mindum Wealth Advisory Group, and Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. I hope you'll tune in for some hot tunes Saturday night. We'll be playing for you a classic rock countdown. Don't miss it.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC.